Hebrews chapter 13, I just want to take a quick scripture and then pray. That's all I intend to do. But that scripture has got a content, it has got a substance, and it will be a mighty blessing to you. If you believe that, say amen. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. I wanted to say that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Tonight I want to preach to you and I want to title it The Power of Same. S-A-M-E. Not S-H-A-M-E. Power of Same. S-A-M-E. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Resolution without a routine is like having a Ferrari or a BMW without petrol. It looks impressive but doesn't get you anywhere. Are you with me? Resolution without routine is like a Ferrari or a BMW without petrol. It looks impressive but doesn't get you anywhere. Many a time the problem is the pattern. There are good patterns and there are bad patterns. But there is a pattern. Tonight I pray the Holy Spirit will give you discernment about your own pattern. In the fashion world there is a pattern. We hear in news channels about the weather patterns. We hear about traffic patterns. We even hear about music patterns. We've heard about sleep patterns. There are patterns in our life. There are even generational patterns. That which you saw in your great, 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 great grandfather. You didn't see it, but you heard about it. You got it. It might be a good one, it might be a bad one. If it's a good one, if it has come from the Holy Spirit, thank God for it. But if it is a bad one, tonight we're going to pray that Jesus would step down there by the power of his anointing and release you completely from every kind of ungodly and unworthy generational patterns in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's look at a couple of scriptures. Romans chapter 5, verses 14. Romans chapter 5, verses 14. I use the King James Version. So in the King James Version, you don't find this word. But it is in the NIV Version that you find it. It says in Romans 5, 14, nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin, by breaking a command, as did Adam, who was a pattern of the one to come. I want you to underline that word pattern. If you don't have an NIV Bible, I want you to go buy one and underline that one. And then continue to use the King James Version. Hallelujah. It speaks about a pattern that came when Adam sinned. Adam was representing the human race. And when he sinned, he set a pattern in motion, which just went through and went through unto the generation, a pattern of defeat and failure. That is why even before you make a conscious decision to sin or any sin that you have committed, there is a pattern of sin that is there in your DNA. But the day and the time you are born again, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Master and Savior, There is no more legal right for the pattern of Adam to flow through your life, but there is a pattern that has been set in place through Jesus Christ, a pattern of victory and righteousness and blessing, and that is your rightful portion, and you have every right to flow in the blessing of Jesus Christ in your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lift your hand and say, thank God for the pattern of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, there need to be no pattern of sin. There need to be no pattern of unrighteousness or failure or defeat in your life because you belong to Jesus. Come on, tell two people that. If the person that you said to first is not responding, look at two other people and tell them. Hallelujah. If that person is not responding, once again, poke him and say, hallelujah. Come on, say it. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, in mathematics, there is mathematics pattern. For example, you know, just an example. 111 into 6. 111 into 6 is 666. Nobody likes that name. Anybody has got it on their forehead? Don't get it. It's not a good thing. But what I'm trying to say is 111 plus 111 or into 100 and, no, in plus 111 plus 6 times over, the pattern you will always get 666. Are you with me? Now the product is 666. Now if you try to change the product of 666, you're trying to wipe it out and you wish, you hope, you pray, you fast, you do Bible memorizing, everything, and you wish that it is some other number, it doesn't. Why? The pattern is 101 plus 101 plus 101, 6 times over, it comes to 666, it's not a change. Are you with me? Now many are looking to the product, they want the fruit of their life to change, but they are not dealing with the pattern. Tonight I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will give you discernment over pattern, that you can break that sameness over your life of defeat and failure and frustration and negativity. Praise the Lord that you can walk into a blessing that God has kept for you. Oh, come on, somebody help me preach tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now you can set it into it being a good pattern if you say 111 into 7. Wow, it is 777. That's a good number. Don't you think it's a good number? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 777. Are you with me? How many of you understanding what I'm saying tonight? We're going to ask the Lord to deal with certain negative patterns, to break it off, and the Holy Spirit to give you a number 7, a perfected pattern that will come into your genealogy, so that your children and your generations and doesn't have to go through what you went through. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Chances are that, you know, if in your family life you've always been fighting, chances are that in the generations to come also you will find the same pattern. Chances are that. But it doesn't have to be that way. Are you with me? Are you with me tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. That is why it is so important to win your own victories in your own life, to break off a negative pattern, because the biggest legacy or the biggest blessing that you can give to the generation is to give them a godly pattern, an anointed pattern that will be filled with the fullness of the life and blessing of God. Oh, come on. If you have been miserable in your family life, if you've been, you know, in debt in your family life, if you have been having a negative whatever habit in your family, in your personal life, and you want your child to become a saint, a superstar for the Lord, it doesn't happen. Now God can intervene. God can do something unique with that boy, but God can bless your generations if tonight you will take this word into your life and allow certain negative patterns to be broken off, certain negative mindsets to be broken off. If you believe that tonight, say amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at a couple of scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13. It says again in the NIV version, what you have heard from me, keep as a pattern of sound teaching, with faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. Paul is writing to Timothy. Paul is writing to Timothy. Timothy is spiritual son. He's writing. He's writing because a couple of guys who were with Paul have left him. You read the 14th and the 15th verse. A couple of people who were with Paul had left him. Sometimes you want to take the whole church together. You want to lead them on a journey. You want to lead them to the vision that God has kept for you and for the church. But some people don't want to follow that. That's fine. God bless them. But there is a pattern in the church. Are you with me? I'll be speaking on that in the weeks to come. The pattern of this church, the DNA of this church, the DNA of this ministry, the way that God has led or is leading this ministry. We're going to speak about that so that it'll be clear for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Every church, every ministry will have their own patterns which the Lord has given them. Now, I can't follow that. I can only follow what God has taught me. The vision that God has given me. The pattern that the Lord has asked me to implement. That's the only thing that I can do with. And whether people like it or not, I can only follow that. And I can only preach it, speak it out, minister it forth, show it forth with life, and trust people to follow it. Now here Paul is saying, look what you have heard from me. Keep us the pattern of sound teaching. Pattern of sound teaching, keep it as a pattern. Paul was trying to teach a pattern. He was trying to release a pattern. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Look at another scripture. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 8, 5 and 6. Now you can read it in the King James Version because you will get it there. It says there, who serve unto the example and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was admonished by God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for see, said that you make all things according to the pattern shown to you on the mount. Moses, God spoke and showed you a pattern. You build according to that pattern. Are you with me? Come on, church. Hallelujah. You build according to that pattern. There's a pattern which God has shown you, Moses. You do that pattern. On a personal level, look at Romans chapter 12, verse 2. New International Version. It says there, do not conform to the pattern of this world. Open your mouth and say, the pattern of this world. Don't be conformed to it. Are you with me? Don't try to be a cool dude. The way that you saw Michael Jackson maybe. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Be who God has called you to be. Don't pattern yourself after somebody of the world. Don't look to somebody else and copy them. Don't learn from the world. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing and perfect will. Amen. Which means any pattern can be broken off and can be started in your mind. Pattern begins in your mind. It is not what happens outside. It starts in your mind. Tonight I pray that God would set your mind free from a negative pattern, from an addictive pattern, and give you a godly mind. To have a godly pattern. pattern of righteousness and blessing and victory and prosperity and hope and life. Oh, come on, church. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can change the pattern by changing the way you think. There are certain patterns of thinking that people have. Sometimes people over a period of time use these words, I'm not a money person. Just examples, I'm not a money person. Or, I'm not a good student. What are you saying? I'm not a good student. In other words, you haven't set in a pattern of trying to be a good student. Are you with me? It's not something that's outside. It's just not because you got bad marks, you say, I'm a bad student. No. It's because you never cultivated a good pattern of studying that helped you to excel in life. Any students here? They all say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The pattern is not personal. You are not your pattern. Are you with me? You are not your pattern. But you got to recognize your patterns. If you think you are your pattern, then you will think you are a negative person. You can have a negative mindset, but that is not who you are. You are a child of God by faith in Jesus Christ, redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. But you got to make sure that certain patterns you discern and you realize it does not come from the Holy Spirit. You don't need it in your life, and you show it the exit. Come on, church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Certain people have a pattern of discouragement. A pattern of discouragement. I'm very surprised. It is almost as if they have set in place a pattern of discouragement. It's not even the devil. They're looking for ways to be discouraged. Why can't you allow the Holy Spirit to give you a pattern of encouragement? You don't think nobody has got stuff happening in their life? Nobody's going through a struggle? Everybody else is having a good life? No. People have issues in life. They have challenges in life. But there are people who make sure, no matter what the challenges, they will have a good habit. They will have a good pattern of thinking in their lives, no matter what happens. Recognize the patterns that you set in place in your mind on a daily basis. Are you with me? Come on, church. Come on, church. Amen. For some people, there's a pattern of distraction. A pattern of distraction. Even distracted while I'm speaking to you. It happens at this particular point of my message. Every time I preach, sometimes you look at certain people, you know. Oh. Once in a while, I can understand that. You had a sleepless night, you came, you're tired from work. Okay, praise the Lord. But almost every week you preach, and sometimes you think, okay, let me see if somebody else preaches. So you're trying to get some other anointed servants of God to preach. And exactly where the message is going, at a certain moment, they got this bored kind of look. They got this, so some people have this look, the pastor is out there to get me, the word of God is there to punish me. Oh my God, it's coming to me. Oh my God, what do I have to hear? The word is a blessing. It's going to set you free. The truth will set you free. This is sent to set you free. It is sent to bless you. But the pattern of thinking is important. Are you with me? pattern of self-pity. You embrace the very feeling of being left out. You're looking for that. You want to embrace that feeling. And you know, sometimes people come to me and people who you know for years, people that you're fasting for, praying for, that you're trying to mentor them to become leaders and men and women of excellence in the Lord, trying to reach out to, that you are constantly in your thoughts and in your prayer. And they come to you and say, I feel so left out. I think as if nobody wants me. The church doesn't want me. You don't want me. Nobody wants me. Where did that come from? Don't tell me the Holy Spirit dropped that into your spirit. It's a pattern of self-pity. Nobody's leaving you out of anything. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. We function together as a church. But you have to see, identify. Tonight, we're going to pray together. But you've got to allow the Holy Spirit to identify the negative patterns in your life and say, I don't want it. And the Lord Himself will come down and deliver you and set you free. And you got to say, Lord, I receive every kind of godly pattern that will build my family, build my life, build my future. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The pattern of just being angry, gloomy, miserable. Are you with some of you have nurtured it? Some of you have seen your parents nurture it. Are you with me? And you have nurtured it in your life. Just being gloomy and miserable and compulsive speaking or lying or some compulsive habit. You've actually allowed it to be a pattern in your thought. But do not be conformed, which means you are not your pattern. God has given you authority. He's given you right. You don't have to be a slave to that kind of pattern. You can break it off. You don't need to say, because my parents walked in it, because my grandparents walked in it, I have to walk in it. You can receive a good pattern laid by the Holy Spirit of God. When you come forth under this mantle of anointing and you sit here, the presence of God can work in your life. Oh, come on, church. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Your legacy is your pattern. What you pass on to others is your pattern. What you pass on to others. It's not the amount of money in your bank or a little bit of land. It is your pattern. So you have to discern. What's the pattern of my... Some people have a pattern of just not... You know... It's this mindset. I just don't have enough to tithe or give an offering to the Lord. It's just the mindset. They are bound in financial trouble. This is the way out. But it's just the mindset. They just never seem to have. You can have all the servants of God lay hands upon you and pray for your finances. But unless you realize, oh boy, I need to obey the Lord in my finances, you're not going to see a breakthrough there. Come on, church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Unless you have a pattern of gratefulness, you are not going to receive more from the Lord. Unless there's a, you know, some people have a pattern of just being anxious, just being worried. And they've developed it, they've nurtured it. It's almost like their baby. It's almost like the baby. They feel miserable if they have nothing to worry about. It makes them insecure that there is nothing to worry. Oh my God. Children are studying well. Husband is nice to me. Yeah. There's enough finances at home. Then they worry, okay, what about tomorrow? Is this helping somebody here tonight? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I've sometimes seen some families under certain patterns. Bitchy, snoopy, bitter. It runs in the blood. But water is more powerful than blood. When you got baptized in the water to Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. That is more powerful than what you have inherited through your blood. And so tonight I want you to take your rightful place of authority in Christ and break it off from your own life. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for nurturing these negative emotions in my life. I want you to help me. I want you to help me. I want you to help me to discern. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lift your hand and help. Ask the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you tonight. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And then we pray together. We know that scripture, but look at it again. Philippians chapter 4, 6 and 7. Be anxious for. Be anxious for. Do you want me to elaborate on nothing? Irrational anxiety. Sometimes people just be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with all thanksgiving. Are you with me? See, we are anxious about something and we decide to pray. But God is saying, when you are trying to pray, bring it with thanksgiving. Just remember all the things that I've already done for you. Only if you appreciate and you pray, will you break yourself free from anxiety. Nothing, but in everything, in prayer and supplication, with all thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and moods through Christ Jesus. Amen. Isn't that a powerful scripture? Hallelujah. Glory. This is the peace of God. How many of you want the peace of God that surpasses all understanding? But Pastor, you don't understand what I'm going through. I have exams tomorrow. But Pastor, you don't understand. I've got a bill to pay. I've got, you know, a loan to clear. I've got that to happen, this to happen. The doctor told me that I have cancer. Oh, Pastor, you don't understand this. You know, Paul, when he's writing it after he's been beaten. He's chained. Tomorrow they're going to kill him. He's tied between guards. And he's writing and he's saying, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious. You think yours is a big deal? Yours is a big deal? The Lord is saying, Paul is saying, listen, be anxious for nothing. Open your mouth and say, be anxious for nothing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Nothing means. No thing. Be anxious for no thing. chapter 8 verse 31. Romans chapter 8 verse 31. What shall we say then to these? To these? No thing. Did I say no thing? Huh? And what does Romans 8:31 say? What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? How many of you believe that God is for you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Huh? What can we say to these things? No thing. Look at Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Are you with me? All things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 37. Verse 35 onwards. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? For it is written, you can read that later. 37th verse, no, we are all more than conquerors through him that loved us. The 38th verse, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, no height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He's elaborating no thing. Are you with me? He's saying no thing. And he's saying, what are those no things? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight, let's close our eyes. Take a few moments to allow the Holy Spirit to just break the word into our hearts. I can sense some strongholds being broken off. Stand up or kneel down in the presence of the Lord. And if there is any negative pattern in your life, in your mind, ask the Holy Spirit to remove it. Ask Jesus to set you free tonight. Ask Him to place a godly pattern into your heart. From your heart, Jesus, you are the Son of the living God, and you have given us a victorious pattern. Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior, be my Master. Jesus, I surrender my heart to you, my life to you. Lord, anoint me with your Holy Spirit. Set me free from every negative pattern that is there in my life. Every pattern of sin, of defeat, of failure, of frustration, of fear, of anxiety, of poverty, of doubt, of unbelief, of discouragement, of addictions. Lord, break away every pattern of negativity in my life. Jesus, I thank you that you have given me authority over every kind of negative pattern. And this night, by your Holy Spirit help, I take authority over everything that has been trying to dictate and control and influence and subject my life. That is not from you. I take authority over it. In your precious name, Jesus, I command it to go out of my life, to go out of my generation, to go out of my family, to go out of my church, to go out of my family, to go out of my life. In the name of Jesus, I command you, you have no more authority or control over my life. I command you, depart in the name of Jesus. I break your power over my life. Thank you, Jesus. I apply your precious blood. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to fill me afresh, to anoint me afresh, to place godly patterns of consistency, of hope, of life, of victory, of faith, of blessing, of prosperity in my life. I receive it now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Lord, in your name, I renounce every pattern of addiction, of sickness, of bondage. I command it in the name of Jesus to be loosed out of my life. I speak victory in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now receive your hand and praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, we praise Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise Jesus tonight.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, we worship You. Oh, Lord, hallelujah.